What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. The strong arm story of the day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
As Cam Newton likes to say, it was egregious. Michigan gets fined a lot of money for the sign-stealing situation that happened a few years ago. The Stoops and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and it's a big story in college football today because we didn't know what this might look like. We weren't sure how they would come down on Michigan, but Mike, they receive a series of fines that could eclipse $30 million, but avoid punitive penalties such as a postseason ban, which means if they make the playoff, they're going to be able to play. Also, they don't have to vacate victories, including the 2023 national championship season. So what is this saying about what Michigan did? Because we now know they cheated. That's what they're telling us. And there are penalties, but are they stiff enough?
Well, I do think that at the end of the day, it could equal over $30 million. Right now it's hanging about 20, but that's chump change. And I would agree with Dave Portnoy, who's a big Michigan alum. That's big money. They've got a huge, you know, a rich alumni base. Ohio State fans, meanwhile, are saying, you know, we had to fire Jim Tressel for guys getting tattoos. You know, I mean, it's just what's going on here. I do think that Jim Harbaugh was certainly complicit. I think that when you go back and you look at the NCAA investigation, guys are saying, well, why didn't they hit him with a bowl? They're not going to hit Michigan with a bowl ban because it hurts the product for the college football playoff.
That's
right. And the coffers ultimately of the NCAA. But I would say that, you know, you can argue if you're not cheating, you're not trying. But could you imagine the kind of heat from national media, from the Midwest, if it was Alabama or Texas or Georgia that pulled this kind of systemic, I say Patriots Spygate-style cheating? Because there's a number of articles you can read about this. It's out there, guys. Just Google Michigan scandal. They spent tens of thousands of dollars on this thing. So it was systemic. It was signed off by the coaching staff. The show cause for Harbaugh. Again, Harbaugh skates to the NFL. It doesn't matter. But this is something that certainly didn't affect them in Georgia because Georgia had better players. You can cheat all you want. Georgia's still going to beat your brains in the semifinal win in the Orange Bowl. But it does now, I think, taint the Michigan championship. And the NCAA looks so weak trying to reassert itself. I think this is half-assed.
The ruling by the Committee on Infractions, the COI, is 4 years of probation, financial penalties, and there are other ones, by the way, a $50,000 fine plus 10% of the budget for the football program. I mean, there are other things that are included in this. But the big one for me is a 10-year show cause order restricting Jim Harbaugh from all athletic-related activities during a show cause period, which is to begin August 7th, 2028, and at the conclusion of this 4-year show cause order from the previous case. So basically, Harbaugh, who ran out of Michigan, right? And everybody's like, oh, it's time to go to the pros. Well, no damn wonder. He was trying to get out of there so fast because he knew this was coming down. He's not going back to college football, guys. He's got nothing to prove. He won a national championship for his alma mater. They will love him forever. But the fact of the matter is, he was complicit, as Mike said. But this is the big one because it doesn't affect Michigan right now. And it doesn't affect them in the future because you're punishing a guy who's not there. The Sherrone Moore, current head coach punishment, it's a 2-year show cause order, which is different. And basically, it's you're going to miss a couple of games. He's already been suspended for two. He's got one game he's got to serve in 2026, Mike, and you're talking about, okay, whoop-de-doo, like this doesn't hurt the program from a football standpoint.
Right, and here's the funny part. I mean, we talked about the sanctimonious nature of Michigan. For guys, maybe not everybody catches the gist of it, but Michigan looks down their nose at Ohio State. They look down their nose at everybody. They're sanctimonious. cheat to win a national championship. And now the irony is, and Peter Burns from ESPN tweeted this about a half hour ago, the NCAA says that Michigan purposely destroyed evidence, and then they admitted to destroying evidence. And Michigan is now appealing this decision because, quote, a lack of evidence. And I love this from Peter Burns, who I follow on Twitter. He goes, is Michigan actually saying they destroyed the evidence so well that they can't be punished? That is a bold strategy, Cotton. So, I mean, look, this should be a bowl ban, but they won't do that because it's too big to fail, the brand of Michigan, whether they can beat Ohio State for a fifth year or not. But to me, the nonsense, the complete, Carl, if you want to take it back to Ohio State or other schools that literally had, you know, big-time penalties, and Jim Tressel lost his job, as we said, for impermissible benefits that amounted to nothing by today's standards.
So I've been asking this, you know, how long did this go on? Maybe it was longer. Maybe it was the entire tenure of Harbaugh. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're talking about this punishment that's come down for Michigan and the football program. But, Mike, they say, and again, this is from the report, that over three seasons, right, and Mike's mentioned this, Georgia beat Michigan in one of those seasons. But over three seasons, the football program committed multiple violations, including off-campus, in-person scouting schemes, impermissible recruiting, all this stuff. You couldn't communicate when they did it. They should not have been able to. So there's a variety of rules that were broken on top of the sign-stealing thing, which got all of this going, and to provide the resources to be able to do this. That's why, look, Stallions is a scapegoat. Right. Connor Stallions, he's a fall guy. Yeah, he was involved, and yeah, they did a little documentary on him at Netflix. But, Mike, if you are crazy enough to think that you could do all of this without a lot of people in that program knowing, you're crazy as hell. There were a lot of people who absolutely knew when all of these infractions happened and were going on, and you had Harbaugh literally say, I was taught don't lie, don't cheat, don't steal.
And he's a fraud. Jim Harbaugh is an absolute fraud. You know, his khaki pants. Again, this is all shtick. It's like the guys that do the God Squad stuff. I mean, well, they're full of crap, and they still land on their feet. Harbaugh is a fraud. Now, again, he's a great coach. I still would have took him here. But anyway, he is a guy at Michigan.
Because he wins.
But there's no way. Just like with Belichick. I mean, this is akin to Spygate. You know, in the case of the National Football League, they destroyed the evidence. So we'll never know what exactly the Patriots had, because it was obviously pretty damning if the NFL got rid of it. But this is the same kind of stuff. A guy like Belichick, you think Belichick wastes a minute of anyone's time or energy or money? They spent tens of thousands of dollars on this, did Michigan, as far as hiring people to videotape, the dissemination of the information, everything to gain an advantage. So to me, and it's egregious, as Cam was, it's egregious compared to what we've seen other schools. And I think most likely Ohio State fans are going to be livid over this, because they've got a right to be. You know, they've had, remember, I mean, think about some of the things they went through, losing a quarterback, losing a head coach, nonsense. And this is systemic, and this is institutional cheating by Michigan.
The crazy thing is, and by the way, Falcons pregame coming up. Bo and Mike will have you for that. Grant will have halftime and postgame with Mike Johnson tonight as the Falcons get ready for their second preseason game. The crazy thing about this is multiple individuals, including Connor Stallions, including Harbaugh, including Sherrone Moore, failed to cooperate during the investigation. They didn't cooperate, and they still got all of this. So does it change your opinion about that championship? It should. And I also think, for dog fans, tells you what a hell of a job Kirby Smart did in winning back-to-back championships.
Right.
It's unbelievable to believe that you can just, you know what, out-recruit your opponents and work hard and have better play calling and better play execution than your opponent and not cheat. And that is why you should respect what Kirby did in those back-to-back years more than ever now. Because right. This is what it took Michigan to get back to the top of the mountain.
Right. Remember, Michigan had their Georgia segment of practice. Remember all that crap? Remember that nonsense? It's a shame that, unfortunately, Georgia, you know, at the time, you know, the wheel spun round, they couldn't have had another chance at Michigan because the depth just wasn't there that season. But, look, Michigan kept its players for that run. You throw in this nonsense, Ohio State. But to the Big Ten, you know, again, shame. Big Ten craps on the SEC like we're all football factories and the rules don't apply. Shame on you guys, man. And I shot back at Dave Portnoy on Twitter today. I'm like, dude, everybody knows where this is at. So Michigan fans can bury their heads in the sand. Everybody knows that's a tainted title.
Let's get out of here, man, and clear our throat.
Dukes and Bella are wrapping up another show. So it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9. The Game.
Hey, thanks to our guest, BMAC, Brian McFadden, talking all things NFL, and, of course, Steve Kuhn, Hawks CEO. All the interviews this week online at Odyssey.com. Go check them out. If you missed them, rewind and subscribe to us, Dukes and Bell, so you don't miss our segments and you don't miss our content. We're back at you on Monday, 2 o'clock, man. But coming up, Falcons pregame and the Falcons' second preseason game. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Want to see the offensive line step up, man, because you always need it at some point this season. Do a better...
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media. And use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Good job, boys.
I hope so. And for the rest of you, there are competition battles. Pay attention. Some of these guys may help us during the season, even though you might not think it right now. Big O, great job. Day-Day as well back at the studio. Hey, if you love the show,
tell your friends.
You don't.
You're a cheater.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.